Blog Talk Radio.
Of this fence. Hallelujah, God.
grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other petitions we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we all in unity shall say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as I first stated, I thank all of my loyal digital podcast, digital audience that tune in tonight. And I thank you that are just a faithful listener. And you know, as I first stated, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And so our theme tonight, or our sermon tonight, is our contract with God. I'll say that one more time. Our contract with God. And we'll take the text from the law of Romans 8:16. And it reads like this. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Hallelujah. And so it says that the Spirit itself bears witness, hallelujah, with our spirit that we are the children of God. And those of you that don't know that you have a Savior that loves you, his name is Jesus. He's our Father, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, he's our Creator. He's our God, and he loves you. And he wants to claim you as his own. And we are then heirs and heirs of God. And then he goes on a little further and say, then we are joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now we're going to read in the law of 2 Colossians. Colossians, the second chapter, I believe, let me make sure, and the 11th verse, we'll start at the 11th verse, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Hallelujah. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also we are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, whom has raised him from the dead. You being dead in your sins and the uncircumcised of your flesh, hallelujah, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of our ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. All right. Now, they're talking about the sins that you and I come with. We come with a baggage of sin, and it was all nailed to the cross. When God went to Calvary Cross, hallelujah, he went and he paid the ransom for our sins, your sins and my sins. And you might say, Pastor Warren, how was I born in sin? We was born in sin because we was born in an intimate way, you know, a man and a woman, where God was not created that way. God was created spiritually by the Father. And so me and you, as our parents, you know, had sex and conceived us, we was born in sin. And so Jesus had to go to the cross in order to pay the restitution for our sins. And so until you come into the knowledge of God, you are a sinner. You are a sinner. So God had to go to the cross and pay the ransom for our sins. So that's why Christ says that we're bought with a price. We are bought with a price. And so, like I said, we have a contract with God. Okay? So, and it's a helpful thing to think of our relationship to God as a contract. Now, in the Old Testament, we find out that circumcision was involved in the covenant between God and Abraham. Now, you find that in the law of Genesis 17 and 9 through 10. And that was by which Abraham and his descendants were chosen as Christians. And we entered into a covenant with our Lord through a spiritual circumcision called baptism. Now, as I first stated, I just read that in the law of Colossians 2:11 through 13. And so this spiritual circumcision is performed by the hands of God. Now, as it is true of all contracts, just like you would enter into a contract, you know, with a lease, with a purchase of something, or of something, you know, binding. We are in a binding contract with God. And so, in this contract, there must be at least two parties, both of which accept the terms of the contract. So if they say that, you know, we're going to lease this merchandise to you for a number of months, maybe 24 months or 48 months, then you are bound, you are held responsible to make payments on that contract until it's paid in full. So P-I-M, paid in full. So that's the same way it is with the contract that we have with God. So like I first stated, that two, hallelujah, parties both has to accept the terms of this covenant in order for the benefits to be received. So in order for you to get that washer and that dryer that you want to purchase, you have to come into a binding contract. And that is saying that you are going to pay on this merchandise until completion. So as our human spirit enters into agreement with the Spirit of God, there's a mutual declaration that we have become children and heirs of God. Hallelujah. And additionally, this contract contains a warning. Because, you know, if you fail to pay out the remaining of that binding contract, then the other party can come back and either sue you, or they can come back and recoup their merchandise because you failed the binding contract. So like I said, as children in a contract with God, that contract contains a warning that if you fail to maintain the faith with this term, with the annual agreement, and you can read that on down to verse 12 through 14, then that makes that contract void and null. So it is important to frequently review the contents of the contract you have made with God. And we are also is to keep close attentive to our commitment to it. And in order for this mutual meeting of our spirits will indeed occur, it is through diligent study of the Word of God that believers are able to experience this mental and spiritual agreement with God, that we are His children and we are His heirs. As long as we live holy, as long as we live a sanctification lifestyle before God, we can be called children and heirs of God. Now, if you're out there sinning and you are fornicating and you are committing adultery and you are using God's name in vain and you are swearing and you are cursing and you are doing all ungodliness that's displeasing in the eyesight of God, then you are not in this contract. You are not entered into a contract as of yet. But when you come into the knowledge of God and you come to God, first you have to admit. You have to admit that you are a sinner. Then you have to, this is the A, B, and C of committing your life to God. A is to admit that, yes, I am a sinner. I have sinned before God. Hallelujah. Secondly, you have to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And C, then you come into committing your life to God. And you're saying, God, I am tired of this lifestyle that I'm leading. And I want you to come into my life. I accept you as being my Lord and Savior and my Redeemer. And I want you to enter into a binding contract. That means that you have just said to God, God, I want to be an heir of Christ. I want to be your child. I want to be your son or your daughter. So you enter into this binding contract and saying, God, I'm going to live for you for the rest of my life. I'm going to commit my life as serving you. And then you enter into this contract with God. And it is valid until you break the binding of this contract. As long as you keep it, as long as you keep this contract in agreement with God, and you say, Lord, I'm going to live for you for the rest of my life. I'm going to tell others about you. I'm going to tell my family about you. I'm going to tell my coworkers, and I'm going to tell those that I meet along the way of a Savior that I found, of a Father that I found, that has entered into my life and that has changed me. So you have to be changed in order to come into this contract with God. So you can't come in no other way, because when you come into this contract, you're saying,
that you have now been circumcised. You have been washed and baptized in the blood of the Lamb. And now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. So now you can go every day under this contract that you are sons and daughters and you're heirs and joint heirs of Christ. Because see, if you try to come any other way, God said that you come as a thief and a robber. So you don't want to come to God with the label of thief. That just wouldn't sit well. Wouldn't sit well with you, neither would it sit well with God. You see. But like I said, you're in a contract with God as a believer, as a saint. And now you have a Savior that's going to take care of all your needs. He said, I will take care of all of your needs according to my what? According to my riches that is in glory. So you don't have to worry about, you know, how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to pay your rent, and all your money spent. God is going to take care of all your ills and your wills. God is going to take care of you as long as you do what you is supposed to do. Long as you stick with your end of the contract, God said, all of those that keep their mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. Not saying that you won't have any hardships. Not saying that you won't have any loved ones that will maybe die. He didn't say that. But he said that he would keep you in perfect peace. You know, I've never heard of nobody, a person that was a man or woman of God, losing their mind. Now, when you're in the world, you can lose your mind. But when you come over in sanctification, when you come over into holiness, you find your mind. You can lose all self-control out in the world. But when you come over into the sanctification of God, then you got it all together. Because God just said, I will keep those who keep their mind stayed on me in perfect peace. So you don't have to worry because God's got your back, your side, your center, and your rear. God got you all hooked up. So you don't have to worry about nothing because God got you in his loving arms. Hallelujah. And so that's what God wants us to do, is to stay in this binding contract with him. Don't look back. Saints of God, you that are out there in my digital podcast, listen, audience, on tonight, if you're in God's binding contract, stay in the contract. Stay in the contract. Because you know what? If you straddle a fence and go back out into a world of sin, it is not any, it's not saying that God is going to wait on you. It's no guarantees that God is going to wait on you. You know what I'm saying? We know God is full of grace and mercy and sovereignty. But just like the children of Israel, God will sooner or later get tired of our wicked ways and tired of us going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We got to get in this contract and stay in it. One songwriter said, find your place and get in it. So we got to find that place in God and get in it and stay in it. Because it's soon going to pay off after a while. We got to keep our hand to the plow. We cannot look back. Don't dare look back. Please. I beg you. Please don't look back. If you got your hand to the plow tonight, you're under God's contract tonight, keep your hands on the plow. Because God said, if you look back, hallelujah, if you look back, hallelujah, you're not even fit for the kingdom of heaven. So don't look back. If you've tasted the world, you've been out there, you know it's a lot of just whitewash and a lot of make-believe. It ain't nothing but deception and destruction. So if you got your hands in God's hand, keep your hands in God's hands. Time is winding down. Time is winding up. And if we ever was in the last days, we are in them right now. We are living in the last days right now. God said that would be wars and rumors of wars. And what do we have? We have unrest all over the land. There's killing on a killing spree. You that are in Christ, the Christians people, that are diehard Christians, that are in Christ, they are killing them because they're taking their stand for God. But don't you give in and don't you give up. You keep your hand to the plow. Come hell or high water, you choose God. Don't let nobody stir you in another direction. Because there's going to come a time, and that time is just right around the bend. It's to where money is not going to be of any use. Money will be just like garbage. You can throw it out in the street, and people will trample over it because it would be of any use to you or I. The thing that will be in will be taking that stamp in your right hand, the Bible says, and in your forehead. But God said, do not read my lips. Do not take the mark. Do not take the mark. Because if you take the mark, you have just broken your contract, covenant with God. That is the end. You are finished. You are done. That is a everlasting separation from Christ. If they tell you, we're not going to be able to give you no bread. We're not going to be able to let you go and buy any kind of clothing. You're not going to be able to pay your utilities. You're not going to be able to pay your mortgage. You're not going to be able to do anything unless you take this money. Well, you tell them no. If it means yours and mine and ours life, guess what? Die for Christ. Because in the end, you're going to spend everlasting eternity with Christ. That is guaranteed. Because God said those who die in Christ, who die for the sake of Christ, is going to reign with Christ forever and ever without an end. So don't let them persuade you to give in to their tactics, because it's right round the bend. It is right round the bend. So don't let them confuse you. Don't let them sidetrack you and get your mind out of focus. Because God is the one that you're going to be standing for. Because if you take them on, you have denied God. You have denied God and you have sold your soul out to the satanic spirit. Because God said, those that try to save their lives is going to lose it anyhow. But if you lose your life for the sake of Christ, you will gain it again. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your mind and infuse your spirit. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with Christ, if there may be any prayer petitions that you want the old Chip of Zion to go down in prayer to pray with you on your behalf, we would ask you to send all your remittance to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. The program is the old Chip of Zion. The station is Block Talk. And You can make it attention to Senior Pastor Janice Ward. Our address is P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. My email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
Jesus.